So for those who are arriving and settling, feeling that welcome of this place for you, being at ease and settling in, and those who are here also at ease being here, and just tenderly to start with asking oneself, how are you? To hear and see and feel what stands out enough as an answer. What stands out in the mind if we ask ourselves, how am I? What is there to say? Tenderly asking. Courageously answering. Not necessarily with words. And as if someone would turn off the mobile phone, just turning off our receptivity and alertness about where we've just been and where we might go later on, or even what might be happening just now anywhere else, and just devoting ourselves to here. Just what happens. Here. And if there is any kind of hardness or contraction against what is here, if we could allow that feeling of hardness or contraction just to be another thing going on here that's not getting between me and here and now. Letting here and now mingle and get inside and all around. And in the same way as an experiment, if we could notice and protect ourselves from any judgments that might happen in our mind. In the same way, taking it as just another thing happening now that's not getting in between me and here and now. Ideas of right and wrong. Just another kind of bird flying through space. That means we can't get it wrong or right. And still, here we are. What happens here? What happens here? What is now? When it's not about my ideas of how it should be or should not be. What is? What is just bubbling up here and now? If we let any mood or thought or judgment just be another thing that happens to be going on. Not a definitive answer. This question. What is happening? What is hearing and receiving sound, for example, even when I'm busy with thinking? What is a sound? If we can experiment knowing that the only place a liberating insight can come from for each one of us is within oneself, beyond our control, then we could perhaps relax and fall in love with that, with what is beyond my control. What is beyond my judgment. In my own experience. Through my own life. Sensitively feeling through the filters, the blindfolds, the captivating tendency to relate to our life through our ideas, relaxing, letting the ideas flow through, and sensitively feeling for our life directly. How do I know I'm alive? How do I know I'm thinking? And what does this sensitivity know is essential? Is yummy, delicious. Is waiting for me just to relax into it, to fall into it. To what is here. What is just the deepest, simplest knowing in intimacy with life? What is essential? More important than food. More important than a thought, than a fear. Than getting it right. Allowing ourselves to play with feeling intimately what is essential to this life that goes beyond biological life. no words may be necessary. Or maybe a word helps. To remember that we have permission to feel. To open our sensitivity again. Towards what we feel just now is essential. We have permission from ourselves. To be in touch. To be touched. Intimacy with simple intimacy. With now, intimacy with the flash that we can't quite catch, a flash of something we can't quite think about beyond words. Letting ourselves deeply drink. Letting our deep being open towards that sunshine. Like an animal in wintertime. Opening to the warm sun, naturally, without shame. Fully. In whatever way we know how in this moment. In whatever way feels like joy and stillness. Letting that delicious, essential lightning, or drink, or sunshine, be absorbed into every cell and even flow beyond our skin. In any direction, in all directions, as we wish. Relaxing, floating in here, having permission to touch and be touched by what is beyond my control. That is essential. Allowing the natural opening and absorbing of that, drinking of that. Remembering of that, reawakening of that in each cell. Each cell recognizing, oh yeah. And overflowing beyond what we think we are in this skin, and letting everything recognize, receive, absorb. person next to you, the crows, the grass. The taxis, each thing allowed its intimacy with what is beyond it. Relaxing back. Perhaps there is one word that helps us connect with what is essential. We could gently repeat the word and let, as if the vibration of the word, echo, ripple out like waves in all directions. And sometimes we may feel more connected without using any word. Without remembering the existence of words.